everyone, and welcome to the Audrey McGuckin Leadership Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to providing helpful insights from some of the industry's best and most respected leaders in the field of people, talent, and leadership. To learn more about our work in succession management, visit us at www.audreymcguckin.com. I'm your host, Audrey McGuckin, CEO of Audrey McGuckin Talent Solutions, and today we are joined by Kelly Wilson, VP of Talent Management from Cardinal Health. Kelly is one of our key speakers this year at the 14th Annual Succession Management Conference in New York City on the 8th and 9th of November. And coming up, Kelly is going to be sharing some insights with us on how Cardinal Health are approaching succession management. Now, confidence in the talent pipeline continues to be a top priority for CEOs and CHROs, and we're finding organizations are having to reinvent their succession practices to ensure that they have the right cadre of leaders in place to execute on their business strategy. So Kelly, let's go ahead and jump right in, and thanks for joining us today.
You got it. Looking forward to sharing our information at the conference in November, and especially here with this audience as well. Let me give you a little context about Cardinal Health as a company. We are an integrated healthcare provider of products and solutions that serve a wide variety of customers, from hospitals and health systems to ambulatory care and laboratory sites around the globe. And with this, as you can imagine, a strong supply chain is important, as well as a strong commercial sales organization as well. We operate in four expertise areas, as we describe them. One is logistics, so hence the supply chain. Two is products, so as an example, physician-preferred items that you might see in a hospital. Three is business solutions, finding efficiencies that help the economics of our customers. And finally, patient. How do we get products closer to the patient in their daily needs, their daily healthcare needs? So if you think about that, that is our setting of the world of Cardinal Health. We started looking at data. And every year we do a talent review session with our executive team. And we realized that data is our friend. It may not tell you the story that you always want to see or hear. However, it tells a story that can either set you up for success or set you up for maybe failure. So in our look at the data, we decided that we wanted to be able to tell a story to our leaders on how we were performing in succession, in talent movement, and the actions that we had established. So we started with, where are we now? And as we looked at that data, we said it wasn't quite where we wanted it to be. So we took a new lens and we said, okay, data is our friend. How do we start to set some objectives for ourselves in all three of these areas so that we can chart a new course to redefine what success looks like for us and improve over time. Again, like many of us, we're on a journey. We're not there yet, wherever there is, but we are working on it. So we started with data. And then the second piece, once we have established some key goals and metrics, we said governance. Governance is key. How do we start to establish a new way of working and new processes that we could infiltrate both within HR and our business leaders to start to set the new course? And then finally, it's about measuring and executing against those goals and against that new governance process. I will say that we are very lucky to have a leadership team that is so committed and so connected to its talent by having meetings throughout the year. We have about 18 meetings a year, six of those with our executive committee and 12 once a month with our operating committee. And these are the senior leaders of the company. They have made this commitment to talk about talent, to address talent questions, to talk about initiatives, and measure progress. So there's no concern on the commitment here to both talent and diversity as well. the question for us is, how do we measure success and how do we continually improve? So three-pronged for us. It was looking at the data, obviously, and evaluating that data to measure the measure the right goals, or to establish the right goals. It was governance and process, and then execute and continually measure. So that's been kind of the part of our transformation that we've been on a journey on for about a year.
That's great, Kelly. And you know, just as you were sharing your story, I was starting to process in my mind, you know, you do have these three levers that you're pulling for the succession work, but the overlay and the trick is when you have strong CEO sponsorship. A number of clients that I work with in this space of succession management, and you know, we have a number of those levers that we go through, and you know, whilst the CEO sponsorship is not one of your top three things, it seems like it's just embedded in the organization, and that makes such a difference.
It absolutely does. And if you think about when we have our town halls, when we have our employee meetings, the talk of talent and diversity and inclusion is absolutely top of mind. When we show our financial results, we'll also talk about the talent and the diversity within the organization.
And I think then it becomes cultural within the organization, is this notion of really putting the right care, the right attention, the right process, the right governance around this work of succession. And when that's a culture, then you'll get more motion in the journey, and the CEO is ultimately responsible for the culture.
You bet.
The other interesting thing you talked about, Kelly, was the four areas of your business, and I suppose that because you have those four areas of logistics, products, business solutions, and patient, that gives you real diversity and opportunities for development.
It's a great call. I'm glad you mentioned that. One of the things we believe is a hallmark within our organization is the opportunity to move across the company. So you've got a few different healthcare industries within one company. You could do a role in our nuclear business. You could do a role in our specialty business, maybe on the medical distribution side or the pharma distribution side. So you've got the opportunity to grow. If you're a supply chain or a sales leader, you can grow across and throughout, or you can grow cross-functionally as well. And part of our objectives as part of this process is to make intentional movement of talent. So the big focus for us is as an HR team, we meet on a monthly basis. So we do have a lot of meetings. I will say we're meeting a lot.
Yeah.
However, it's good because we are taking that time to look at talent within the organization that is ready for a move, that is on a succession plan, and we're saying, what is that next best role for them based on that long-term talent, or based on their destination and based on that trajectory? How do we get the people in the right roles so that we can continue to diversify our talent pipeline as much as possible? So it's great to be able to see, especially for, you know, sales leaders, supply chain leaders, or finance leaders, what are the moves that they can make, and how do we help them attach that to, okay, my development is going to be in this next rotation, or my development is going to be not only maybe in a high potential program, but also in specific direct moves for their career.
For sure. You know, even although you said you have a lot of meetings, I just know from our previous conversations that those meetings are very rich conversations, and those rich conversations lead to insights, which then lead to actions and plans, and that gets back to this intentional move. So I think it's all connected, and the point of convergence is probably in those meetings and then those conversations where you're really thinking together around potential moves for key talent in your organization.
Exactly right. And you can start to see our list of talent is continuing to grow as you get HR leaders together in the same room, they start to think and feed off of each other to say, well, what about this individual?
So that's great. Now, just as we finish up here, I'd love if you could spend just a minute or two talking about the value that attendees will get from the conference, from your perspective. And, you know, one of the things I loved about our early conversations was you were thrilled to be a speaker because of the value that you got last year. So Kelly, what value are you hoping that the participants will get this year from your session?
Well, I'll say that I'm sure that all of these sessions collectively will offer great stories and a bit of a perspective that we're all in this together and we're all in this journey. And it's going to take quite a while. It doesn't happen overnight, although I think we'd all like for it to. But we often try to establish where that ultimate objective is going to be. But truly, it's these inch by inch, conversation by conversation that starts to move the needle. And it will take time, but I'm hopeful that everyone that each person hears from at this conference, they'll learn just a nugget or two on one thing that they might do a little differently, or they may also learn that they're doing it better and may need to be speaking here next time.
Yeah, no, that's great. And, you know, as I think about some of the speakers that we have and the conversations, there's some golden threads, as I like to call them, starting to emerge. One of those golden threads is that this is a journey. Nobody that, you know, I've spoke to J&J and Microsoft and yourself and the FBI, Prudential, many organizations. And I can tell you, Kelly, that the first thing they always say when we start the conversation is, you know, we've not reached our destination. We are on a journey. We are learning together, but we feel like we're gaining momentum. So I think that that's one of the golden threads that I've certainly heard from the conversations.
I think so too. And even just talking with other leaders, other talent leaders and other HR leaders alike, we all think that we can do better. And there's no doubt that we all can. But I think we need each other probably more than we even recognize. But every interaction that we have, we can take something away from that and build that into our processes and our actions and hopefully elevate our own capabilities a bit.
Yes, for sure. And I think that would be the second golden thread, which is, you know, conversations lead to insights. And one of the things that the Conference Board provides is a platform for conversations. And so my greatest hope is that you know, the participants come away with some great insights. And then I think the third golden thread that I've really seen from some of the speakers is this notion of putting yourself in the shoes of the consumer. And what do I mean by that? It's really this notion of design thinking, which is empathizing with, you know, who is the consumer of succession management services? It's ultimately employees, and of course, the organization. But when you think about putting yourself in the shoes of a consumer, it really helps you to think about succession differently. And, you know, when you talked about how can we really help our talent grow, how can we give them these intentional moves? And I know that through previous conversations that we've had, that you take the voice of the employee seriously as well. And so those are the three golden threads that I think are starting to emerge the more and more conversations we have on this topic, Kelly.
So too, it's great.
Folks, fantastic perspective from Kelly Wilson. And the focus for Kelly is really around the conversations, intentional moves. The three big areas she talked about was data, governance, and executive sponsorship as well. And so we are thrilled to have you on the lineup, Kelly. And I want to thank our listeners for tuning in to this episode and our podcast series. Please join us on the 8th and 9th of November in New York City with the Conference Board to hear from Kelly and other organizations, including AT&T, United Technologies, Microsoft, J&J, on how they're really thinking about how to future-proof their succession strategies. So please go to www.conference-board.org to register now. You can also learn more about our work in succession management at www.audreymcguckin.com. And thank you.